The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter number 56, Texts number 38 through 45, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Athikari, recorded on November 11th, 2016, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Shatrajitam samahihuya sambhavam raja sannidau praptim shakyayu bhagavan manim tasmai nyavedayat. Lord Krishna summoned Satrajit to the royal assembly. There, in the presence of King Ugrasena, Krishna announced the recovery of the jewel and formally presented it to Satrajit. Text 39. I'll read all of them in English so you can translate. Sachaita vridito ratnam gerhit vavam mukastataha atap yamano bhavanam agamat svena papmana. Hanging his head in great shame, Satrajit took the gem and returned home, all the while feeling morose for his sinful behavior. Text 40-42. So nudyayangshta eva gham balavad vigraha kulad katam rajam yatma raja pasidad vachyata katam krinkrta sadhu mahyang syan nashapet vajano yata adirga darshanam chudram budang stravina lolupam dasya duhitaram tasmai si ratnam ratname vacha upayoyang samichinas tashashantir nachanyata. Pondering over his grievous offense and worried about the possibility of conflict with the Lord's mighty devotees, King Satrajit thought, how can I cleanse myself of my contamination and how may Lord Achyuta become satisfied with me? What can I do to regain my good fortune and avoid being cursed by the populace for being so short-sighted, miserly, foolish, and avaricious? I shall give my daughter, the jewel of all women, to the Lord, together with the shaman chaka jewel. That indeed is the only proper way to pacify him. Evang yavasito bhujya satrajitsva sukam subham manim chasvayam ujyamya krishna yavo chavaharaha. Having thus intelligently made up his mind, King Satrajit personally arranged to present Lord Krishna with his fair daughter and the shaman chaka jewel. Tang satyavamam bhagavan upayeme yata vidhi bahur bir vachitam shila rupaldarya gunan vitam. The Lord married Satyabhama in proper religious fashion, possessed of excellent behavior along with beauty, broad-mindedness, and all other good qualities. She had been sought by many men. Purport Srila Sridhar Swami explains that men such as Kritavarma had sought the hand of Satyabhama. And now text 45 we will do responsibly. Bhagavan aha na manim vatta pratichchama vayam nripa tava astam deva bhaktasya vayam cha pala bhagina. Bhagavan ahana manim pratichchamo vayam nripa tavastam deva bhaktasya vayancha palabhagina. Bhagavan ahanamanim prachachchamo svayam nripa tavastam deva bhaktasya vayancha palabhagina. Bhagavanahanamanim prachachchamo vayam nripa Tavatam deva bhaktasya vayam cha palabhagina. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. Aha said, na, not, manim, the jewel, pratichchama, desire back, vayam, we, nipa, O King, Tava, yours, Astam, let it remain, Deva, of the demigod, the sun god Surya, Bhaktasya, the devotees, Vayam, we, Cha, also, Phala, of its fruits, Bhagina, enjoyers. Translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead told Shatrajit, we do not care to take this jewel back, O King. You are the sun god's devotee, so let it stay in your possession. Thus we will enjoy its benefits. Purport. Satrajit should have worshipped Lord Krishna, the Supreme God. Thus there is certainly a touch of irony in Krishna's saying, after all, you are a devotee of the sun god. Furthermore, Krishna had already acquired Satrajit's greatest treasure, the pure and beautiful Satyabhama. Thus, in the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the 10th canto, 56th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Shamantaka Jewel. So I thank you all very much for coming to Bhagavatam class this morning. This is Prabhupada's desire that all the devotees should gather like this in the morning to hear Bhagavatam. So by coming to the class, you're getting the special mercy of Srila Prabhupada right now. So, what is the whole point of Krishna consciousness? Why are we practicing this thing called Krishna consciousness? Are we getting a fatty salary for doing this? Are we becoming famous for doing this? Actually, we're doing this because we want to be happy. In the material world, people are going for money, they're going for fame, they're going for power, they're going for sex life, to try to become happy. But no matter how much money they get, how much power they get, no matter how much famous they may become, or how much sex life they may enjoy, nobody is happy here. This is a miserable place. Why? Because everyone has to die here. It's like in the prison, they have what's called death row for all the inmates who are being executed. In the U.S., in the prison, certain prisoners are going to be executed. So they have special cells where they stay, and their cells is called death row.
In America,
One prisoner will be executed next week. Another one will be executed next month. Another one 2 months from now, in this way, you see. All the inmates on death row are simply awaiting the day of their execution. So, what's the difference between us and those inmates? We're also sitting here on death row, you see. My death will come today or tomorrow, next week or next year. My death is coming, you see. But I don't want to die. I want to live forever, you see. Therefore, this is a very unhappy situation to be in the material world. But if you become Krishna conscious, you can kick out all the anxiety, all the misery, just kick it out. You see? Because I'm not this body. I'm the eternal spiritual being. You can't kill me. I'm deathless. I'm immortal. This is the advantage of practicing Krishna consciousness. Because you become deathless. You become free from death, you see. For a devotee, death is a piece of cake. You go to sleep, and you wake up with Krishna. You wake up in the spiritual world with Krishna. It's like you're a hard day at your job, right? You're really exhausted, have a hard day at your job, and you come home and I'm going to go to sleep. You feel happy to go to sleep at night. After a hard day's work, you see. So for a devotee, death is ecstatic. I've been working so hard trying to be Krishna conscious, trying to spread Krishna consciousness. Now it's time to take rest and wake up with Krishna, you see. So, how do you achieve this wonderful state of Krishna consciousness? Is it difficult? No. It's easy if you follow the instructions. Just like if you want to bake some banana bread, it's easy to make banana bread. You just follow the recipe in the cookbook. But if you think, well, what is this nonsense cookbook? I will just make my own concocted recipe, you see. Then what do you get in the bottom of the pan? A bunch of goo. Your banana cake is a disaster because you try to concoct your own formula. But if you simply follow the recipe, it's so easy. You just have to have a good cookbook, that's all. Well, we have the ultimate cookbook. In fact, we have the ultimate series of cookbooks. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. See, we will read Prabhupada's books. And you will do what Prabhupada says in his books. You become a liberated soul even while you're here in Tallinn, Estonia. You don't have to wait for death to go back to Godhead, Prabhu. You don't have to wait for death to go back to Godhead, Mataji. All you have to do is awaken your dormant Krishna consciousness. And if you do so, you will enter into the spiritual world even while you're here within the material world. This is mystical. This is magical. It's called Krishna consciousness. You don't have to ever be morose ever again. You don't have to be bewildered ever again. You don't have to be confused ever again. Sometimes we're so bewildered and confused, we feel like the whole world is caving in on us. But you know what? When that happens to you, all you have to do is remember this. Krishna is still God. Nobody can kick him out of his position. He's still the Supreme Lord. Even if everything is taken away from me, even if I lose my money, my computer, my smartphone, my house, my car, even if my job, everything is completely taken away from me, there's one thing I still have, and that's Krishna. Who is the ideal example of this? That Bali Maharaj, you see. He was the ruler of the whole universe. And everything was taken away from him. He lost everything. Vamanadeva completely took everything away from him. In two steps, he lost his whole empire. Every bit of his opulence was lost. And then he said, "My Lord, with your third step, you put it on my head. Now I give myself fully to you." You see? So we should learn from this example of Bhanumali Maharaj. You see? Even if everything is taken away from me, that's okay. The one thing I have left is myself. You can take everything away, but still I have myself, you see. So let me take myself then and offer that fully to Krishna. And you know what happens? When you fully enter this mentality of I belong to Krishna, I am Krishna's, I'm his property. You know what happens? Krishna reciprocates. When you give yourself fully to Krishna, Krishna gives himself fully to you. That's big. When you possess Krishna, you possess everything. Because Krishna has everything within himself. So why try to accumulate some worldly goods by becoming a businessman? Here you see, you're a politician, some power. Of course, you can do those things in Krishna's service. But it's not necessary. Simply completely give yourself to Krishna. And then everything becomes yours. Because Krishna will become yours. In such a mood, that devotee then engages the whole world in Krishna's service. He sees everything as the property of Krishna. He thinks how to engage everything in the service of Krishna. That is his happiness, that is his satisfaction. So we should not make this mistake of King Satyajit, who was so attached to the shaman Taka jewel. You see, we should have one jewel and one jewel only, and that is Krishna. Krishna confirms in Gita, Bhaktanam Jagatapasam Sarva Loka Maheshvaram Suhridam Sarabhutanam Gyatvamam Shansamrichtati. I am the owner of everything. Everything belongs to me. Therefore, I am the rightful enjoyer of everything, not you. And I am the Suhridam Sarvabhutanam, the best friend of all living beings. This word friend, in Sanskrit, there's a number of different words for friend. There's Mitra, Bandhu, and Suhrit. Suhrit, we know, refers to the heart, you see. So Mitra and Bandhu, they are friends, but not so intimate. But Suhrit, that's a friend who's as good as your own heart, you see. Your dear most intimate friend, he is called Suhrit. So if you study that shloka in Bhagavad Gita, you will say, Krishna says, doesn't say Mitra or Bandhu, he says Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. I am the most intimate, well-wishing friend of every sitting and living entity. So actually, Krishna is your intimate friend. He's your dear most intimate friend. So how you can turn your back on Krishna? You see, he's giving so much love to you at every minute. How you can turn your back on Krishna? How you can forget Krishna? You see, this is a very offensive thing, you see. That's why we're so miserable here. By neglecting Krishna, we are creating the greatest offense. So the solution is very easy. You just have to call out Krishna's names with love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And offer your food to Krishna. How to offer it to Krishna? Mechanically, to hear Krishna. No, Krishna says, with love. My dear Krishna, now I bring these foodstuffs for your enjoyment, you see. In this mood we offer, not mechanically, just like Krishna is some machine, you know, put a coin in the vending machine and out comes the prasadam. No. My dear Lord, now I bring these foodstuffs to you. Even though I'm not very qualified, I'm totally unqualified, my Lord, to make anything palatable for you compared to what Radharani is making for you. This is just garbage, I know. But please be kind upon me and accept it, my Lord. So in a humble way, one offers foodstuff to Krishna, then Krishna will take. He'll be very eager to taste that foodstuff. If you offer it with love, you see. So chant with love, offer your prasad with love. And this way, try to get that loving feeling in your heart for Krishna. As Vishnujan Swami used to say, give your love to Krishna. Yeah. So in this way our lives will become perfect. We'll feel the greatest bliss at every minute. And Maya won't be able to attract us ever again. At the present moment we're still being attracted by Maya. We keep forgetting Krishna again and again. As soon as we do, Maya says, oh, my dear friend, come here, I have something for you. Maya is there, you see. As soon as you forget Krishna, immediately Maya Devi says, oh, my dear friend, come on, come on, come on. So we have to stop this ridiculous nonsense habit of forgetting Krishna. Yato nishchalati manaschantalam ashram tatastatam nayo yamyatat atmanyam shamniyat. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So, my dear ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand your mind is like a naughty child. Running here, running there, doing so many nonsense things. That's your mind. So you have to be like a very good mother, you see. Grab that mind. Okay, you little rascal. Come on. We're going to be, my dear mind, today we are going to be Krishna conscious, whether you like it or not. You've got to get tough with your mind, you see. As we say in English, don't be a pansy. Oh, you know, a weakling. You got to be a tough guy when it comes to dealing with your mind. You're a tough guy. Everyone, men and women both, we should all be tough guys, you know, when it comes to controlling the mind. In Sanskrit, we call it Goswami. You almost become Goswami. You got to be tough with your mind. And then Krishna will see, oh, just see this devotee. He's working so hard to keep his mind fixed on me. Now let me shower unlimited blessings on that devotee. So perhaps there's some questions. I can try to answer them according to the authoritative teachings of Srila Prabhupada.
Krishna is Shurhidam.
Huh?
Krishna? Krishna is Shurhidam.
Shurhidam.
Yeah. And then he's also called Dinabandhu.
Dinabandhu, that's right. So he's both. That's right. Yeah, that's right. He's both Bandhu and Suhrit. If one is Suhrit, he's automatically Bandhu and Mitra. Automatically. But Bandhu or Mitra, they may not be Suhrit. If you have $1 million, if you have €1 million, you already have 100,000 euros, you see. But if you have 100,000 euros, you may not have €1 million, you see. So the Suhrit is automatically Bandhu, but Bandhu may not be Suhrit. Next question.
Вообще хотела я спросить про Радха Дамодара. Такой вопрос, что вот сейчас месяц Картика, и мы каждый день ходим до Мадарашику, и каждый день погружаемся вот в эту замечательную игру, и так вот мы помним Вишни. И вот у меня все время вопрос возникает, что он эту игру проявляет с матушкой Шодой. А вот божеств называют, вот ваших, допустим, зовут Радха Дамодар. Ну, я никак, ну вот у меня никак не складывается. Как это? Он же маленький Дамодар, он же, вот это же, он, это его имя происходит от слов веревка и живот. И тут же вот это вот, ну, Мадхури, Раса, вот, Как это все время
связывается? So now it's Kartikamasa, and we chant Damodarashtra every day.
Huh?
Now it's month of Kartik, and we chant Damodarashtra every day.
Yeah.
And this is pastime about his mother, how he binds him, how mother binds Krishna.
For their love, yeah.
Yes, but then this is Ditis, Radha Damodara, yes, Ditis. Yes. So it should be like apparently relationship, but there is Madhurya Rasa also. So from where this Radha comes, why, how it is connected?
I don't fully follow the why, how, what is connected?
Why do we sing Radha Damodara?
Why do you sing Radha Damodara, not Yashoda Damodara?
Oh, only because we have Radha Damodara deities here, that's all.
Yeah,
but how
it
is connected to this? In the whole pastime, there were no
Shrimati. Radha Damodara is actually a different Leela than Yashoda Damodara. But at the same time, the Damodara of Yashoda is also the Damodara of Radha, the same person. But at that time he was a little kid. He wasn't having his gopi pastimes with the gopis yet. So we may sing Radha Damodara here because we have Radha Damodara deities here. Comments?
When Yashoda bound him to the belly, that was not only his name, but Radharani also binds him with love. So Radha and Damodara comes together too.
Actually, it's an interesting story. It was just, I might have shared a little Prabhupada nectar if y'all don't mind. How this name ended up within ISKCON, the Radha Damodara for deities. Formerly there were no Radha Damodara deities in the whole ISKCON. So how did this Radha Damodara name get introduced into ISKCON? Well, the Vishnujan Swami was traveling with a... they had a traveling rock opera, actually. Rock opera, you know? And they had deities of Radha and Krishna. What they did is I was on the party also. We had three buses. They took three school buses and turned them into a traveling festival. One bus was the temple bus. The other bus was the kitchen bus, which had a bajari room in the back. And there was the equipment bus. And there was about maybe 40 or 50 of us, maybe 40 of us on that party traveling in these three buses. It was amazing. So anyway, they had these Radha Krishna deities on the temple room bus, but you know, the bus is like bouncing all over the place. They took some rope to tie them so they wouldn't fall over. So Prabhupada heard that all they had tied up Radha and Krishna with the ropes. And then he gave this instruction. He said, "You can name that naughty boy Damodar." Prabhupada called him a naughty boy. So that's how we ended up with our first Radha Damodara deities in ISKCON. And they became the deities of the famous Radha Damodara party. And these deities were actually, the deities we hear were actually named after the original Radha Damodara deities of ISKCON. So any other questions? Yes.
How it happens when in Dwaraka some not devotees start to were leaving? Because as I understand, Krishna took to Dwaraka from Mathura and his devotees. So why Satrajit, who is not devotee, he was in Dwaraka? How does that happen?
I haven't studied this pastime in detail. I just read this to know much about this pastime. I can't answer anything about the details of this pastime because I didn't read the whole chapter. Y'all read the whole chapter. And I just came to the last day. I don't remember the story, the history. Any other questions? If there's no other questions, we can end the class. It's your last chance. Okay, we'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Gaura Prema Nandi.